Thank you, David. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories, which include how a long council battle leaves property owners raging, a city toy shop teams up with their namesake for a festive competition, and a gin maker in the city produces a special spirit.
Crumbling walls of a flat have embroiled two Norwich sisters in a long-running battle that has left them feeling led on by the City Council. Lenny Gotterson, 31, bought a flat with his sister Thea in Temple Road in February 2021. The property was a council flat until it was bought 30 years ago, which means the council still own the freehold. Bought as a renovation project, the siblings found significant cracks in the flat's walls needing to be fixed, with responsibility for structural work falling to the council. But 16 months on, they are still awaiting action, with Ms. Gotterson saying, "We have been led on continually. I feel let down and really frustrated." The Norwich City Council spokeswoman said, "We will continue to be in touch with Ms. Gotterson directly, so she's kept up to date about her property."
It has been confirmed that King Charles will spend Christmas Day in Norfolk as the royal family marks their first Christmas since the death of the Queen. Buckingham Palace confirmed to the Press Association that the monarch will travel to the Sandringham estate, where Queen Elizabeth II traditionally hosted her family over the festive period. "This year, it is expected to be a less buttoned-up celebration," said Jenny Bond, the BBC's former royal correspondent. "King Charles wants his loved ones to focus on reminiscing about their happy times with the Queen. From the Queen hopping on board the train to King's Lynn in her headscarf, to thousands of well-wishers who would gather in all weathers to greet the sovereign and her growing family, the royals have been part of the festive season in Norfolk for many years. This year we will see King Charles pre-record his historic first ever Christmas broadcast as monarch, when he will likely reflect on the loss of his mother and her legacy. The royals are still expected to attend a service at St Mary Magdalene Church on the Sandringham estate before returning home for their Christmas meal."
A park and ride site close to the city, which was closed for more than 2 years, has reopened. Poswick Park and Ride will be in service until Christmas Eve to help shoppers get in and out of the city. Buses will run every 20 minutes, with the first departure from the site at 8:30 a.m. until the last departure from Norwich bus station at 6:10 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. Group saver tickets for up to 5 people are priced at £5.50, while an adult ticket is £3.80. The site closed in 2020 to make way for one of the region's first COVID testing sites. A decision had been made in August to keep the site closed until passenger numbers across other Norwich Park and Ride services were back up to 75% of the pre-COVID levels. But the decision to reopen the site had been announced in September to help reduce congestion in the city during the run-up to Christmas.
A long-standing Norwich institution has teamed up with a well-known comedian for a toy competition in the run-up to Christmas. Langley's Toys has been a city staple since 1883. And to bring joy this Christmas, the brand has joined forces with another famous Langley, comedian and Britain's Got Talent star Ben Langley. Together they have created the 12 Toys of Christmas, a competition that showcases 12 of the season's must-have toys, in total worth more than £500, with the chance to win them over a 12-day period starting from December the 1st. Comic Ben has created a series of videos about each of the toys, which will appear over the 12 consecutive days on his TikTok feed, where competition entries can be made. Ben said, "It's a wonderful bit of synergy that Langley's Toys and I both have the same name, and we are both in the business of bringing fun and laughter to as many people as possible. This is going to be very jolly, colourful and funny, and totally aimed at the kids. The 12 toys are Lego Vespa 125, Pokemon Holiday Calendar, Trendmania Remote Control Velociraptor, Sabutio's 75th Anniversary Edition, Petron Stealth Crossbow, Yuji Kits, Dispesh Girls Stationery, Timber Kits Drummer, Sylvanian Red Roof Cottage, Colour Brain Game, Musical Ferris Wheel Wood Kit, Play and Puppy Salon. Langley's manager, Chris Golding, added, "We have worked with Ben before and we love his brilliant, fun family humour. He's a perfect partner for a great Christmas competition. We are delighted to offer £500 worth of the most exciting toys to win and make this festive season really special. At Langley's, we are also doing our usual charity Christmas present drive for children. So please come into the store and donate if you can." To be in with a chance of winning a toy through the 12 Toys of Christmas, visit at the Ben Langley Show on TikTok, like the video of that day and follow the instructions to enter.
Norwich Songbirds raised the roof of a city theatre when they were invited on stage with national singing sensation Gareth Malone, OBE. The BAFTA award winner was in Norwich as part of his tour, Gareth Malone, Sing Along a Gareth, around the country. The city branch of Rock Choir, which has 23,000 members across the UK, saw 40 of its singers given the rare chance to support the event at the Theatre Royal in the city centre. Dave East, 38, who is the current choir master for the Norwich branch, said, "It was fantastic to perform with Gareth. He's really lovely and made us feel welcome. It's an honour to have been included in it, and it's something that choir members will think about for a very long time to come. Next term, the choirs will be starting some Fleetwood Mac songs, but more recently have been singing arrangements of songs by Ed Sheeran and Michael Bublé. In the run-up to Christmas, they'll also be singing some festive tunes."
A Norwich gin bar and distillery has teamed up with local vineyards to create a one-of-a-kind and eco-conscious spirit. The Pinot Noir gin has been brought to life by Gaia and Gimbal with £1,000 worth of funding from Norwich Business Improvement District. Gaia and Gimbal, which is located in Charing Cross and the Royal Arcade, strives to produce industry firsts while remaining environmentally conscious. The Pinot Noir gin is created using principles from the circular economy, which involves sharing, reusing and recycling existing materials to mitigate the environmental impact, using the residue pomace from grape skins picked and pressed in Norfolk. The Norwich-based company has teamed up with Flint Vineyard in Bungay, Burn Valley Vineyard outside Burnham Market, and Cobble Hill Vineyard between Burnham Market and Hunstanton to use their grape skins, which would usually go to waste. The Pinot Noir gin is bottled at 40% ABV in a bottle made from 90% recycled glass, which weighs half the amount of the normal spirit bottle to reduce its carbon footprint. The development of the gin was supported by funding from Norwich BID as part of its investment effort to champion upcycling among small and medium-sized enterprises.
Concerns have been raised about the impact of a massive city housing development on the neighbouring Whittlingham Country Park. A charity overseeing the 40 acres of woodland and wildflower meadows has warned plans for 670 homes around Deal Ground, Trouse, could add further demand to an already overstressed resource. The site near Carrow Works is part of a massive plan to create thousands of jobs and homes by redeveloping areas around Carrow and Trouse under the banner of the East Norwich Master Plan. Plans for the Deal Ground also include new commercial space, a restaurant, and dining quarter and pub.